Welcome to Bruderhof Radio, a bi-monthly radio program broadening the bounds of discourse on progressive thought and action. I'm your host, Andrew Zimmerman. Today on Bruderhof Radio, an interview with former political prisoner Laura Whitehorn. In 1985, Laura Whitehorn and five other self-titled anti-imperialists were arrested and charged with, quote, conspiracy to oppose, protest, and change the policies and practices of the United States government by violent and illegal means. What was meant by violent means in this case was an alleged bombing of the U.S. Capitol building in 1983 by groups protesting the U.S. invasion of Grenada. According to Whitehorn, the action was meant to draw attention to an emerging pattern of U.S. colonialism around the world. She was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison, and her five co-defendants received similar sentences. But even before her arrest and imprisonment in 1985, Whitehorn was involved for over 20 years in civil rights, anti-racist, and anti-imperialist activities with groups such as the New African Independence Movement and the Black Panther Party. She worked with liberation movements in South Africa and Palestine, and in 1975 she was part of a delegation of women who visited Vietnam to express solidarity with citizens of that country. Laura Whitehorn was released from prison on August 6, 1999, after serving 14 years. In today's program, Bruderhof Radio's Ben Wright speaks with her about her early involvement in the civil rights and anti-racist movements, the future of anti-imperialist struggle, and the comparative effectiveness of armed struggle and nonviolent resistance as means to achieve social and political change.
Your case, when you were originally arrested and sentenced, was called the Resistance Conspiracy Case, and I'm just wondering what that meant in your case. What were you being tried for, and what's your view on that, on the kind of resistance you were involved in?
Well, I've been, and my co-defendants also, had been involved in all forms of anti-imperialist resistance and for years, since the Civil Rights Movement and supporting the Black Panther Party and fighting against the United States' involvement in fighting against the Vietnamese people, et cetera. There were struggles in Asia and Latin America and Africa that we supported for many years. And the acts for which we were arrested were a series of bombings of military and government buildings. And then there were some. There was also the South African consulate, because that was during the era of apartheid, before Nelson Mandela was freed from prison, and also the Israeli aircraft industry offices in New York to protest the increasing illegal settlements. By Israeli citizens on Palestinian land, and to protest the United States' involvement in supporting the Zionist regime. So, and many of our actions were taken in solidarity with the people of Central America, who were, during the 80s, the FMLN and the FSLN, the people of Nicaragua and El Salvador, and also the people of Guatemala, were very active in struggling for their human rights, and the United States government was equally active in trying to suppress that struggle through the governments of those countries. So we did a series of bombings in which no one was hurt. Great care was taken that no one should be hurt. And those bombings were one part of a spectrum of resistance which was being mounted by people all over this country. There were huge numbers of people involved in solidarity work with the people of Central America, and our actions were one part of that. The case itself was called the Resistance Conspiracy Case because the wording of the indictment actually said that we had